You're listening to us on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, where we are. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up in just a bit. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Anywhere, anytime, online, kgymradio.com, either between 4 and 7, or on the podcast. Again, kgymradio.com. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show, coming to you as part of the KGYM Road Trip, live from the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, driven by Linder Tire. Make sure you check them out for all your tire and automotive needs. They have three locations to serve you: Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Busy sports day, a lot of interesting news here in Iowa City to get to. We've also got a good program laid out for you. We'll talk with Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to touch on a little UNI football with JJ. They're having an open scrimmage this weekend because their spring game next weekend got canceled due to Florida-Georgia line.
Yeah.
Florida-Georgia line just ruins everything.
You're the country music expert.
That is not country music.
Okay.
Which, by the way, if you do like country music, you're going to hear just a little bit of Merle Haggard today during Love It or Leave It, because we have retooled the intro to Love It or Leave It. So I'll throw that out there for the three other people in Eastern Iowa who enjoy classic country music. Mark Duke strikes me as the type of guy that would like a little Merle Haggard. He's still on hand here with us, waiting for his Uber home to Cedar Rapids. I know he's always thrilled about having to come down here and do the program, but you're pinch hitting for Alex Kuhn, who's vacationing today, as much as one can vacation in about 48 hours. He's down in Memphis.
That's right.
At his brother's final spring football game. If you don't know, Alex has a brother who plays for the Memphis Tigers on their offensive line, and he was also heading to a Memphis Redbirds game tonight because a high school classmate of his is an infielder for the Redbirds, the AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. So we'll hear all about that coming up on Monday when he rejoins us here on the program. JJ is also going to talk a little Colonels baseball with us. They are at home tonight, hoping to dodge the raindrops. It is the first Z102.9 Mug Club night of the year. We've had a lot of questions about that over the last couple days. $6 will get you your first beer of the evening, along with the plastic mug. And then you bring the mug back, and they refill it for $3 all night long. And the best part is, if you bring the mug back every home game, every Friday home game for the remainder of the year, then your refills are $3 for the remainder of the year, on Fridays only. So very cool promotion that our friends at Z102.9 are happy to be a part of. Colonels taking on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers tonight. Cedar Rapids a 2-1 winner last night in the series opener as Tyler Wells pitched six shutout innings. Travis Blankenhorn
had
two hits, red hot, second best average in the Midwest League behind Bo Bichette. If that name sounds familiar, he is the son of Dante Bichette, the former Colorado Rockies slugger. But Blankenhorn hitting .400, got three home runs so far on the season. And we'll talk with JJ about that as well. And then also, it is a Friday. It is baseball season, and that means Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom will be with us at 5:30 as well for Touching All the Bases. Jack has his Mount Mercy, I can't really call it the leadoff dinner. It's in the middle of the season, or more toward the tail end of the season, but that's coming up on April 30th, and I'm happy to be a part of that for the second year in a row. He'll have more details about that to come. Busy day, as we mentioned, there are some NCAA recommendations that are on the table, and it looks like the early signing period is going to become official. That's our Emil's Hideaway poll question today at kgymradio.com. Which NCAA recommendation would have the most impact on college football? Four really good proposals here: eliminating two-a-days, limiting signings to 25 men, adding the 10th assistant, or the early signing period. So think that over. And while we're talking a little college football, in preparing to come on the air today, I came across the story about the new lockers at the University of Texas. Have you seen these? They cost about $10,000 a piece.
Yeah.
They have a 43-inch television monitor, and they light up. The lockers sort of glow.
Is this what we're coming to now in the world of college football?
Look, I always tell people this. This is the quintessential keeping up with the Joneses. And you can go tour Iowa's facility, the Stu and Lenore Hansen Performance Facility, whatever the official name is, and you can walk through that and you can be absolutely amazed at a lot of the things that you will find in Iowa's facility. And in many aspects, that facility was top-notch when it opened. And about 3 months later, it was trending toward being obsolete because somebody else had opened one bigger and better. And if you see what other places around the country are doing, it's really eye-opening. Yeah. And, of course, as we know, everything is bigger in Texas.
True.
So I'm looking at that $10,000 and a 43-inch monitor. Those lockers are nicer than the first apartment that I had when I lived on my own, and I am not kidding about that.
I am not either. I remember my first apartment.
I remember being very excited about going to Walmart and getting a flat screen tube TV, which at the time was cutting-edge technology, the flat screen for the old-school style of TV. If I seem preoccupied today, by the way, it's because I'm worried about the meat that I have in my car right now. I'm playing meat roulette because I went shopping before the program tonight, and I'm trying to monitor the temperature of the sirloins out in the car. So if my mind seems elsewhere, that's where it's at tonight. Let's get to the other news of the day, and that's a big one if you're a Hawkeye fan, at least in my opinion, because Gene Taylor has been in Iowa City for the last 3 years serving as Gary Barta's right-hand man, and he's going to be leaving Iowa City to become the new athletic director in Manhattan, Kansas, with the Kansas State Wildcats. That's now being reported all across the state of Kansas and in St. Louis as well. And this is a really bad move, not for Gene Taylor. I think it's a great move for Gene Taylor, but I think it's going to make life a little difficult for the Hawkeyes because there was a culture change, and I think we all saw it, those of us that work in this business, when Gene Taylor arrived in the summer of 2014. It was right around the time where some longtime university employees were sort of phasing into retirement,
yep.
And Gene sort of oversaw that transition and then helped to bring in some younger blood into the athletic department as well. And it'll be very interesting to see the direction of the athletic department now that Gene Taylor is on his way out, because Gary Barta is still the man in charge. And there's probably going to be, I would think, a pretty strong push from a lot of people for Gary to replace Gene Taylor with a female administrator, because as we were reminded earlier today in the Cedar Rapids Gazette story, the Jane Meyer lawsuit is about to rear its ugly head on Monday, I believe.
Monday the trial will start.
The trial starts on Monday. And for those of you that may not remember Jane Meyer, she was a senior administrator in the athletics department and is suing the university over essentially wrongful termination after she felt that she was marginalized. This all started back when Tracy Griesbaum, the field hockey coach, was dismissed about a month before the season. What is it, 2 years ago now?
It might be three.
3 years ago now. It seems like a million years ago. But there were questions at the time over that move, and it didn't sit well with Jane Meyer, and then it came out that she was in a relationship with Tracy Griesbaum, and the state's attorney general made some recommendations, basically told the University of Iowa what it needed to do with Jane Meyer. And that has led to a lot of acrimony and this case that's going to be coming up on Monday. But Gene Taylor was sort of this, I don't want to say a steadying hand in the athletic department, but that's essentially what he was. And the other thing, when you look at Gene, universally well-liked,
yep.
Which is not something that you can say about many of the administrators at the University of Iowa. But Gene Taylor is the one guy that everybody said good things about. And this is a big blow for the Hawkeyes. It'll be interesting to see in what direction Gary Barta chooses to go in filling that void. We'll have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update coming up for you. The Hawkeye volleyball program has added a new associate head coach. We'll tell you a little bit about her. Also, some schedule changes for Kirkwood and Co., as well as Mount Mercy. A lot of baseball and softball programs trying to avoid Mother Nature this weekend. And that includes Mount Mercy and their game tomorrow against Benedictine, which has been moved to an 11 a.m. start time. Coe was supposed to play the University of Dubuque today. That game got postponed. And then Kirkwood softball has moved its schedule around for tomorrow's game against Iowa Lakes. They're going to play that on Monday. And then Indian Hills, which was on the schedule, is going to be moved to next Friday. So playing chess, a lot of the area programs are. And speaking of Kirkwood, I don't know whether you saw this, Scott, or not, but Chris Jans, the former Kirkwood men's basketball coach, his name has surfaced as one of the candidates to be the head coach at New Mexico State. Chris Jans
right.
has been on Greg Marshall's staff at Wichita State for the last couple years, so kind of interesting to see there. I think he was coach of the Eagles from 1996 to 1990, a couple years, had a good record and has gone onward and upward in his coaching career, so interesting to keep an eye there. Some local ties at play for another head coaching job. We are here at the Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in. Derek is here with us today. He's going to get you some raffle tickets and maybe hand out a couple great prizes. We've got the KGYM pint glasses. Those are going to come today with the coupons for Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets.
Nice.
Pick your game, essentially. We've got some T-shirts, bottle openers, and whatnot as well. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up at the bottom of the hour, as we said. Lots of stuff to get to on the program today, but we'll step aside for just a few moments, give you an opportunity to maybe cut out of work a little early, tell the boss that you got some errands to run, and join us here at Coach's Corner. Happy hour underway, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. It's $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints until 7 o'clock tonight, as we keep an eye on what's going on in Chicago. The Cubs playing the Pirates today in the opener of that series. Right now, Pittsburgh on top 4-2 in the ninth inning. A little afternoon baseball, a lot of evening baseball on tap, and even some roster moves made by the Chicago White Sox to get to. So plenty on the way as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Scott Unash continues from the Coach's Corner back after this.
Choosing the right internet speed can be confusing. 30 megabits? 80 megabits? What do those numbers even mean? IMON Communications' new Speed Analyzer Quiz makes it easy to find the speed you need. Whether you want to browse your favorite sports sites, play a game, or work from home, just answer four easy questions about your household internet usage, and IMON Speed Analyzer will take the guesswork out of finding the perfect internet package. Get your results instantly at imon.net/speed. This Saturday, the Colonels have an adult Easter egg hunt for fans 21 and over. Following the game, the field will be covered with hundreds of eggs filled with free beer and popcorn coupons, shooters of alcohol, tons of candy, and one grand prize egg with a free night in a Colonels Diamond Suite. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
We're back with you at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com. They've also got three locations, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. I'm sure management has changed at the North Liberty location, but they used to see me all the time when I had my Mustang because I would take it. We lived very close there, and I would go and bring that in for oil changes, which reminds me, got to schedule an oil change the next time that I'm out checking on the temperature of the meat in the Explorer. We mentioned the Cubs underway at Wrigley Field. They are trailing the Pirates 4-2. Everybody is out to make a buck off of the Cubs World Series run. And why not? But I saw this earlier today. Darren Rovell tweeted this, and sometimes you fall down the Darren Rovell tweets things rabbit hole and you can't necessarily get back out. But Jim Beam is unveiling a special Chicago Cubs, quote, Game 7 batch of their signature bourbon. It's going to be released in Chicago on June 1st. It's going to cost $18 a bottle. And what's so special about it?
That'd be $108.
See, they're missing an opportunity there. All of the bottles matured on the day that the Cubs won Game 7 of the World Series. So never missing a marketing opportunity. I hope Jim Beam is the official whiskey of Wrigley Field, because I'm sure it is.
Got it.
But I'm looking forward. I know Scott Docterman talked about being at Wrigley Field for the game the other day against the Dodgers. I'm looking forward to hopefully making a trip in there this summer and checking out the new patio area out front, which they are adamant is not a beer garden, even though they sell beer there.
Tomato, tomato, whatever. Just to interrupt you, and I'm sorry to get you off track here, but it is now official. Iowa has sent out a release about Gene Taylor. He is going to be the new athletic director at Kansas State University. Several quotes from Gary Barta. Quote, Gene Taylor is one of the most respected athletic administrators in the country. I'm so excited for him and for Kansas State. He has such a great combination of passion, experience, and the ability to lead by bringing people together toward a common goal. So it is now an official move for Gene Taylor.
He is going to be officially introduced at a news conference at 10:30 a.m. Monday morning in the Steel and Pipe Team Theater at the football complex in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm sure if Joe Hamlin were here,
she'd tell us where it is.
Well, you know what? I have a feeling it's probably been built since Joe played her college basketball at K-State before she transferred to Iowa. Let's get ready for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. How about that? We owe the first one of the day to our friends at Midwest One Bank, located here in Iowa City and all across the corridor, 40 locations to serve you. And there's the music right on time. We mentioned Gene Taylor, officially announced as the new athletic director at Kansas State. He's been in Iowa as the deputy AD under Gary Barta for the last 3 years. The Cedar Rapids Colonels won their third straight game last night as they took the series opener from Wisconsin 2-1 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Tyler Wells worked 6 shutout innings. He picked up his first win of the year. Travis Blankenhorn had 2 more hits to raise his average to 400. That's second in the circuit behind Lansing's Bo Bichette. Colonels and Timber Rattlers meet again tonight for the first Z102.9 Mug Club Night of the Year. First pitch, 6:35, weather permitting. Buy your first beer for $6, $3 refills all night long, and at each remaining Friday home game afterwards. Hashtag corporate synergy. The Iowa baseball team is in Lincoln today to open a weekend Big Ten series with Nebraska at Haymarket Park. Tonight's opener gets underway at 6:30 with right-hander Nick Gallagher on the mound for the Hawkeyes. Iowa has won 3 of its last 4 Big Ten series dating back to last year. Muscatine native Derek Burkhamper set to pitch tomorrow for the Huskers. And Kirkwood men's basketball player Miles Wensine has been named a first-team All-American by the National Junior College Athletic Association. The Fort Madison native led the team with 16.8 points and 7.4 rebounds per game for the Eagles. Third consecutive year, Scott, that Kirkwood has produced a first-team All-American.
Broke a lot of records both at Fort Madison and at Kirkwood, I believe.
Every time I hear broke records at Fort Madison, my mind goes to the penitentiary, which is probably a bad idea. But in this instance, Fort Madison High School. So lots of news to get to. As we mentioned, we touched on this, some schedule changes for area softball and baseball teams over the weekend. Coe was supposed to play the University of Dubuque today in baseball. That game has been postponed. Mount Mercy is moving up the start time of its game tomorrow against Benedictine. That will now get underway at 11 o'clock, and then Kirkwood softball has rearranged its schedule over the weekend as well. So if you've got weekend plans that involve some of the area teams, maybe check out their schedules online. And speaking of checking out schedules online, you can do that for KGYM as well. KGYMradio.com. At 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to be parting ways. It's not earlier than that, is it?
7
o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Twins, White Sox. Oh, I'm surprised Mark didn't stick around. You guys could have had a viewing party here at the Coach's Corner. That's coming your way on 107.5 FM tonight. Your home all summer long for the Minnesota Twins, who are looking pretty good right now. Miguel Sano swinging a very good stick. The pitching staff, I think, is responding well to having Jason Castro come in as the lead catcher replacing Kurt Suzuki, and some of these young guys, including Jorge Polanco, who we saw in Cedar Rapids back in 2013, taking over as the everyday shortstop, doing a good job of putting the bat on the ball. It's always fun to see Max Kepler homered the other day, a guy who was in Cedar Rapids in 2013. So you're starting to see the fruits of this affiliation between the Colonels and the Minnesota Twins bear fruit at the major league level. And it's nice to get to be able to watch some of these guys and not have to wait up until 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock to do that or later.
Right, and that's part of the reason, one of the reasons why we jumped on board as far as the Minnesota Twins Network is concerned as well, because obviously we're going to get a chance to hear the Byron Buxtons, the Max Keplers, and others are going to be coming up here in the next couple of years or so. Chance to keep tabs on those guys. So you make a lot of people go out to the ballpark. They go see Cedar Rapids Colonels baseball. You create a bond, if you will, a little bit with the former players, and great to see them now doing well when they get up to Minneapolis St. Paul. By the way, you can stay at Haymarket Park overnight and only spend $5 to park to go to the Nebraska spring game tomorrow.
Oh, are they having their spring game tomorrow? Indiana had theirs last night. I don't know if you caught us talking about it on the program, but John Gruden was the honorary head coach last night in Bloomington for their game between the Cream and the Crimson. And on the subject of spring football, a week from today, Iowa will be playing its spring game, or whatever Iowa does nowadays, at Kinnick Stadium. So we'll be heading over there. I will, along with Alex, next week after the show is over here at Coach's Corner. But Ohio State and Michigan are going head-to-head with their respective spring games this year, and that left the Big Ten Network with an interesting choice. Do you choose Urban Meyer, or do you choose Jim Harbaugh?
There is no winning combination in this one, by the way.
And the Big Ten Network sided with Ohio State, so they're going to air Ohio State's spring game live on the network, and then Michigan will be aired most likely streaming online elsewhere.
So it's 0 for day for Jim Harbaugh today.
If Jim Harbaugh needed another chip on his shoulder, manufactured or real, he probably has one. And we're going to get into a little bit of these changes coming up in hour number three of the program, because I imagine Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa coaching staff are very happy at the Iowa Football Complex today with the idea of an early signing period now on the table. And is it officially in the books? Is it at the next stage of discussion?
At the next stage. I don't think it's an official decree yet from the NCAA, but it's getting closer and closer.
It's getting closer and closer. So that's the poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Among the proposals that are out there, which would have the biggest impact on college football? There are four choices. Emil's Hideaway brings you the poll question. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. We'll have a little bit more on the Gene Taylor news as well, but Iowa Volleyball announcing today that Bon Szymanski has a new associate head coach. Victoria Brown will be joining the program. Her most recent job was at the University of San Francisco, where she coached Scott both indoor and outdoor
beach volleyball,
which they have that in California.
Yes, they do.
Yep. Not so much a concern. I guess maybe you could take them to the Coralville Dam or something. They've got some beach out there, and maybe put up a net. But
there's a big complex going up at Cedar Rapids, outdoor beach volleyball complex. They have some indoor courts as well, but that is in the offing. That's going to be being put together here. They got a big tournament, national tournament or regional tournament coming in the next couple of months. So,
beach volleyball is here to stay, man. It is here to stay.
Beach volleyball is not going to be affected by Florida-Georgia line.
It will not
be. Like the UNI spring game, which was supposed to be next weekend, but due to that concert at the Uni Dome, they had to essentially scrub it. So they're going to have an open workout / spring game this weekend, and Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette is going to be along with us in a couple minutes to talk not only about that, but the Cedar Rapids Colonels as well. Game still on tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium as they take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Didn't get a chance to get over to the ballpark last night, but if you're a Milwaukee Brewers fan, they've got some, they've got a lot of talent on that Wisconsin Timber Rattlers roster, and looking forward to hopefully getting to the ballpark tomorrow, because I got to catch up with an old friend, former Colonels shortstop Heinle Stacia, who was with the Colonels back in 2006 when I was working there as the hitting coach for the Timber Rattlers. So I got to catch up with him and see some of this young talent making its way through the Milwaukee Brewers system. But the Colonels off to a nice start. They've won three in a row. They'll look to make it four in a row tonight, and I can't imagine he'll be joining us from the stadium, but maybe he'll be on his way there. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette joins us next. Plus, we'll touch all the bases with Jack Dom from Mount Mercy.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Paint Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Paint Asphalt. See them at paintasphalt.com.
I'm Kevin Winter, the summer of Phil Jackson and Carmelo Anthony. Why? Well, because New York. Carmelo Anthony, Phil Jackson, they had their exit meeting earlier this week. Phil Jackson held a press conference today, only the second time we've seen him, and that includes the one time before the year. Regarding Carmelo Anthony, quote, "We have not been able to win with him on the court. At this time, I think with the direction of our team and the player that he is, he would be better off somewhere else using his talent somewhere else to win or chase that championship." Kind of a bit of a backhanded compliment from Phil Jackson, if you even want to call it a compliment. Carmelo Anthony then responded on Instagram with a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio from the movie The Great Gatsby, a confused, perplexed, sarcastic look on his face, hands crossed. Melo then wrote, quote unquote, "Really? Maybe Carmelo Anthony was blindsided." NBA playoffs will open tomorrow. We start our coverage on ESPN Radio beginning at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Pacers and the Cavs. Pirates and the Cubs 4-2, bottom of the ninth.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Stugatz here for Canadian Mist. You know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging with friends on the back deck. We'll grab the red Solo cups, pour some Canadian Mist whiskey with a splash of cola, a little crushed ice. It's so simple. There's absolutely nothing better. Whether you're making stories or telling them, it's how friends share a drink. Read about our story and get some great recipes at CanadianMist.com. Canadian Mist whiskey. Simply together, drink responsibly. Canadian Mist blended Canadian whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume. Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey, go like big vacation this summer. Any survival tips?
Yep, Greeny. Pack a roll of T-Rex tape.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. T-Rex tape is ferociously strong for quick fixes, even on rough and dirty surfaces.
How strong are we talking?
Well, T-Rex tape is formulated with super aggressive adhesive for ultimate holding power. Rip in your luggage? T-Rex will fix that. Hole in your kayak? It has a waterproof backing and UV-resistant materials to hold up in extreme weather.
I've got to get my hands on T-Rex.
T-Rex, ferociously strong tape.
Available at Menards.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living, From decking, railing, and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, at Trex, we're engineering what's next in outdoor living. To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, call 1-800-289-TREX or visit trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
It's 4:36 on a Friday. Well, that can mean only one thing. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire rolling along in hour number one at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. It is, for the first time, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Scott Unash. As Scott Unash sits in for the vacationing Alex Kuhn. Alex will be back with us on Monday, at least we hope. I told him to be careful on Beale Street. And his parting words to me last night were, I can't guarantee anything in that regard.
Perhaps so, it's that chair in the studio that allows that to take place, that Alex, they can't guarantee anything.
Alex knows his way around Memphis. This is not his first rodeo. It's not the Cubs either. They've got the bases loaded off of Iowa native Tony Watson in the bottom of the ninth inning trying to rally from being down 4-2 at Wrigley Field in the series opener with the Pirates. So a busy weekend of baseball underway as the game actually just goes final there. Cubs couldn't push a couple runs across to extend it. So 4-2, Pittsburgh takes the opening game of that series. And who better to bring on the program after a Cubs loss than noted Cubs hater, Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. JJ, how you doing today?
I got one question. Kuhn gets this big promotion and he's already going on vacation. I don't understand this.
This was all. Can I step in as administrator here?
Yep.
Talk to management. Alex had this put down way before any of the shenanigans took place of Tyler announcing he was leaving and leaving. So I graciously stepped in
and announcing. Announcing.
There you go. And so I'm helping out my buddy Todd Brommelkamp here and helping things out here. So it was. Yes, to answer your question, sure, he's getting Friday off.
It's a banner 24 hours for JJ because the Cubs lose today, and last night he got to watch the Blackhawks fall to the Predators in game one of their series, even though he's not a fan of either team. JJ, the Blues look good. Blues look good.
When your goaltender makes 50 saves, that makes you look good. So they better play a better game tonight or they're going to get whacked. Twins won yesterday, Blues won a couple days ago. I'm sure this will come crashing down on me here real soon. So,
choose your own adventure here, JJ. You want to start with the Colonels or UNI football?
It's up to you guys. Whatever your volition is here.
Well, let's go ahead and start with the Colonels because they got a big game with Wisconsin tonight. Game two of that series gets underway, weather permitting. At 6:35, they've won their last three. You've had an opportunity to see them in person now. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is a good team. I really do. It's got, once the weather warms up, I think you'll see this offense really start to manufacture some runs. It's got some guys that can really hit the ball and hit the ball a long way. I think the pitching as well has some experience, and especially the starters, and they look, it looks like a pretty good rotation. So, I'm really encouraged. I really think this is a pretty good baseball team right now.
And Travis Blankenhorn's a guy that we got to see here in Cedar Rapids toward the tail end, last third of the season in 2016. He's carried over into 2017 very nicely, second in the league in batting average right now. He's got three home runs out of the gate. Is he a candidate for the Fort Myers shuttle, the first one of the year?
Well, I think definitely that's a possibility, because he played, 30 games here last season, 40 games, something like that. He's got a real nice left-handed stroke with power. Actually dropped down a beautiful drag bunt down the third baseline for a hit last night. The thing with him, I think, is defense. I think they're trying to find a permanent home for him defensively. He played second base last year here exclusively, but I think they see him right at least right now as a third baseman, perhaps you know, like a left fielder moving forward if he has to move to the outfield. But you know, his bat's going to be his ticket, and right now he's really really been or really impressed. You know, we'll see if he can keep it up here as maybe he goes along facing guys for a second time or third time in the league.
Our friend Tommy Watkins taking over as the manager of the Colonels, Jeff, and Tommy's been here before, obviously. It's got to be a different vibe. I mean, nothing against Jake Maurer, anything he did. He was tremendously successful in Cedar Rapids. It's just when you have a change like this, you're going to have a change, and I think the players have responded to it. Have you noted the change around the clubhouse?
Yeah, he was yucking it up last night pretty good with some guys after the game in the clubhouse. So, you know, he's definitely going to keep the mood lighthearted, and that's just who Tommy is. I mean, he's a great guy. As Todd knows, he's, you know, one of the best, if not the best, guys that, you know, we've probably both ever met in this game. They call him the mayor for a reason. Everywhere he goes, he's just, you know, just so willing to strike up a conversation with you and just a genuinely good person. So I'm happy he's getting this opportunity. I think he's got a good ball club to work with, and you know, I think it's going to be a good summer for him and for the Colonels both.
Jeff Johnson joining us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, getting ready to cover tonight's Colonels game between the Colonels and the Timber Rattlers of Wisconsin, the Class A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. 6:35 first pitch, a Z102.9 Mug Club night tonight. How fun is it for you as a Twins fan to now get to see, after 4 years of affiliation with Minnesota, the guys matriculate to the major leagues, guys like Max Kepler, who's off to a nice start this year, Tyler Duffy, Taylor Rogers, Byron Buxton?
Yeah, it didn't take too long for some of those guys to, you know, kind of wander up to the big leagues, so to speak. But, you know, it is. It's great. And, you know, I wish a guy like Buxton could figure out how to hit a little bit better. That'd be a little better. But, yeah, it is. You know, and, you know, guys like you mentioned, Kepler, and that are playing every day, you know, as position players. And certainly, I think with the talent that we've seen come through here since the partnership, you know, with the Colonels, I think we'll see even more as we go along here. And, you know, a little bit more visible market probably in Minnesota is the Twins are here than the Angels, you know, really ever were.
You know, it's early, Jeff, but through the first week anyway, the pitching has been excellent for this Colonels baseball team so far. And they have made one roster move already as far as the Minnesota Twins are concerned. Made a ton of them last year, some out of necessity, most of them anyway. But I think this has got a chance to be a really good pitching staff.
Yeah, they're going with six-man rotation again. And, you know, a kid like Tyler Wells, who threw six shutout innings last night, you know, he's 6'7", 250, 255 pounds, has that pitcher's build and four pitches to go along with it. I mean, that's just one example. And, you know, it's mostly college guys in the starting rotation. And, you know, a couple guys that pitched here last season, so they're familiar with the league. So, yeah, I mean, it has the potential to really be a good starting rotation. And, you know, you got a couple guys on the back end of the bullpen, you know, like a Tom Hackmer, who pitched here last year, was, I think, a fourth-round pick last year. You know, Max Cordy really threw the ball well in the 1-2-3 ninth last night to get the save. So up and down the line, Alex Robinson's the kid, too, Big Ten kid from the University of Maryland, big left-hander who was throwing, you know, 95, 96 miles per hour the other day when I saw him pitch. He's another great bullpen arm. So, you know, I've been on a lineup, a lot of baseball to be played, and like you said, you really never know what's going to happen with player moves. It's not always about what's happening here. It's, you know, injuries and things like that at other levels too that kind of you know, necessitate change here at this level. But yeah, really promising season, I think, you know, at least a weekend.
Back to the big league team before we move on to UNI football and their spring fling this weekend, if you want to call it that. What do you think is wrong with Byron Buxton? Because he had a great September, When we talked to him at the winter caravan and the Colonel's hot stove, he was excited about going to spring training, carrying that over into 2017, and then he stumbled out of the gate again.
Yeah, and, you know, general manager Thad Levine goes, I said, well, what do you expect out of him this season? He said, I expect him to be a star. Well, okay, no pressure there, kid. But I just he's just swinging at everything, and that's never a good thing. And, you know, he's having a lot of problems with, you know, swinging at pitches out of the zone. I think he's, from what the at-bats I've seen recently, he's kind of caught in between. You know, he's way out in front of, like, the breaking balls and change-ups, and, he's just late enough on fastballs. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, the defensive ability is undeniable, and that's why he's in the lineup every day right now, because he's so good defensively. But at some point, you're going to have to figure some things out. I wish, for instance, he'd use the bunt a little bit more. I mean, he's one of the fastest guys in major leagues. And, you know, what's one way to help yourself get out of a batting slump? Right, you know, drop the ball down and beat out a couple infield hits. So, you know, we'll see. There's time. Obviously, still just a younger kid. So, but not what I think most Twins fans were hoped for. At least, you know, a week or two into the season here, offensively.
Well, he's in an 0-2 count almost every time he's up
there.
That's
true.
Yeah, I mean that doesn't help either.
Let's switch gears here. Oh, go ahead, JJ.
I was going to agree with Scott, but you know a lot of that is being too aggressive and swinging it at early stuff in the count that maybe aren't strikes. So
I do a lot of that too in the office, but that's just because my paycheck hangs in the balance usually. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette also covers UNI football for the paper, and the UNI is getting together this weekend for a little bit of an open practice. Panther fans going to get a chance to go to Cedar Falls and take a look at them. What's in store for Mark Farley's crew this spring? What are they working on up there?
Well, I think they're working on familiarity. I was up there, what's it been now, maybe a couple weeks ago and watched practice. There's so many new members of the coaching staff, and a ton of turnover. Guys moving on to other places, like Bryce Pop, for instance, and new guys coming in. So I think that's really been the biggest thing is just, you know, the players getting to know the new assistant coaches, their new position coaches, and the coaches doing likewise with the players. So spring practice probably gave it a pretty good time this year as far as that goes. And then the other thing that, you know, Coach Mark Farley kind of mentioned to me when I last talked to him was, you know, trying to teach these guys to play UNI football, as he called it, you know, and that's, you know, being tough and mentally and as well as physically. And, I mean, they lost so many close games last season and kind of ruined what could have been a really good, you know, a really good fall. There's no question this was a playoff team, caliber type team when you looked at everything, but just didn't happen because they couldn't win a close game. So that's, you know, kind of one thing, too, that's kind of been a focus this spring is, you know, just maybe be a little bit tougher. And like I said, both mentally, emotionally, and both physically. So those two things really are big here in the spring.
What's the biggest area of concern for you and I that they need to get figured out before next September rolls around?
They lost Robert Rath to you, which is a really good center. And, you know, as you guys know, I mean, it's important that he's kind of the captain of the offensive line, so they need to find somebody for that position. You know, other than that, I think they're pretty set up. You know, even through graduation losses, they had some depth, like on the defensive line, for instance. Carter Schultz, a guy who hopes to get drafted in the NFL, and he graduated. But, I mean, there was plenty of guys that rotated around last season on the defensive line that are back. You know, I think their linebacking core is real solid with, you know, Mark's son, Jared, and other guys there. And the defensive backfield's got three or four guys back from a team that I think led the Missouri Valley Football Conference in interceptions. You know, offensively, you know, most of the line is back, three of the five guys up there. Got some good targets, wide receiver, you know, Darius Fountain, for instance. And of course, Jalen Rima from Cedar Rapids Prairie really came on and started to become an impact player as a true freshman last year. And Eli Dunn at quarterback, you know, he's got some time under his belt now, and you expect him to continue to progress at that position. So I think you and I set up pretty well, heading into fall camp.
Eli Dunn got to see him a couple times last year, as you did, JJ, and I think the sky's the limit for this kid. And I think, not to sound like a homer, but I think it is as well for Jalen Rima. I think they can be a really, really amazing combination the next several years up there in Cedar Falls. Rima just got better and better every game, and Dunn looked like a seasoned veteran at the end.
Yeah, no question. And that was the thing I kind of noticed in watching practice was there's no question. Watching all the quarterbacks get reps that Eli was by far the most accomplished when it came to throwing the football and throwing the deep football. And it seemed like, you know, the deep sideline patterns, for instance, that they were practicing when I was there. I mean, every ball was right on the dime, you know, right on the dime to Jalen Rima. And I know he was a legacy. But I think you and I really got a steal when you're talking about that kid, because he's only going to get physically bigger and stronger, and that's just going to help his game even that much more, because we all know he's got the speed, and it certainly his hands are not much of a question either.
Next time when the Colonels are on the road and you don't have football to worry about, let's do this in person. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Thanks for the time, JJ.
You got it. Thanks, boys. Have a great weekend.
See you, man.
I think you and I have both probably had our fair share of cold ones with JJ over the years. And
we took in the Journey concert.
That's right. How was that?
It was a great concert. Fantastic. Journey in Asia.
Wonder if JJ is going to stick around next week and check out Florida Georgia Line. We should have asked him.
Well, he varies in he dabbles in many areas of music.
Nobody should dabble in Florida Georgia Line. 7 minutes in front of the hour of 5 o'clock. We owe you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll get to it next. More Todd Mollenkamp Show on the way after this.
Public Clearing Home is here at the home of Barb White, winner of our $5,000 a week forever sweepstakes. Let's go surprise her with the good news. Oh, my. Oh, well, I've never seen anything quite like this, folks. It appears Barb has let her lawn go for a few years, maybe. We'll just go around the side. Oh, that's not going to work.
Ooh, is that Public Clearing Home? Did I win?
Yes, ma'am, you won. We've got the check right here. Just need to get it to you.
Walk by the wind chimes next to the bug zapper.
Okay, sure. Okay,
duck your head under. Oh, I can't believe I won. This is just so exciting. Oh, dear. Are you okay?
You have a moat? You know what? We'll mail you the check. I hope you have a gigantic mailbox.
I do, in fact, right next to my gnome nativity scene. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Need landscaping? Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. We got you covered. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Associated Materials, one of the largest window manufacturers in the USA, has temp to hire first and second shift production positions open right now in Cedar Rapids. Work first shift and enjoy warm weather nights off, or sleep in and work second shift. With their new progressive pay increases, you'll get a raise every 30 days. And after 90 days on the job, first shift earns $12 an hour and second shift earns $13. Interested? Call 319-390-0600. 319-390-0600.
Back with you here as we approach hour number two of the program. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show today with Scott Unash filling in for Alex Kuhn. KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire, coming to you on three frequencies right now. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa and online at KGYMradio.com. Love it or leave it. You're trying to bat for the cycle here with all of the afternoon show segments. Love it or leave it is going to be. Is that the home run? Is that the double? I'm trying to think.
That's really a sliding triple.
You were really excited about Woodge. I think Woodge was the home run a couple weeks ago when we did that. That's on the way after the top of the hour. Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom joining us at 5:30 tonight as well. We will touch all the bases with him for his weekly segment. And in hour number three, we may even get around to a little Star Wars talk. You know, the new trailer got released for the new Star Wars today.
Really?
And the internet is losing its mind. But before we can do any of that, we have to give you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. The big news in Iowa City today involves Iowa Deputy Athletic Director Gene Taylor. He is Deputy AD no more. He's leaving Iowa City to take over the number one job in Manhattan, Kansas. Gene Taylor, set to be introduced as the Athletics Director for the Wildcats on Monday morning in Manhattan. Iowa has confirmed that that will indeed be taking place. The Cedar Rapids Colonels won their third straight game as they took the series opener from Wisconsin 2-1 at Veterans Memorial Stadium last night. Starter Tyler Wells worked six shutout innings as he picked up his first win of the season. Travis Blankenhorn had two hits to raise his average to 400. He's now second in the Midwest League. Colonels and T-Rats meet again tonight, 6:35 first pitch, weather permitting. It's the inaugural Z102.9 Mug Club Night of the Year. $6 for your first beer, and then you take the souvenir mug back for $3 refills all night long, and then bring the mug back every Friday home game the remainder of the season and pay that $3 price. Iowa baseball on the road this weekend. They're in Lincoln to take on the Cornhuskers. Tonight's opener gets underway at 6:30 with right-hander Nick Gallagher on the mound. Muscatine native Derek Burkhamper is set to pitch tomorrow for the Huskers. So it should be a big weekend series. Iowa, by the way, has won three of its last four conference series if you go back to last season. So Rick Heller and his staff, I know they were a little concerned about the pitching with the loss of C.J. Eldred coming into the season, but Nick Gallagher has slid into that Friday night role and has done pretty well for himself. We'll keep you updated once that game gets underway tonight. Scott is very excited. We are exchanging Love It or Leave It. The new intro to Love It or Leave It is next.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat, but do pick up your phone.